from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Taliban targets and kills Christians in Pakistan. A crowd chanting in English in Lahore, Pakistan, in a demonstration of solidarity against the horror that the Taliban perpetrated upon their city yesterday, as 30 children were killed in Sunday's suicide bombing in a park where families had gathered to celebrate the Easter holiday. Obviously, the chanting in English is not meant for just those within Pakistan's borders, as a lawyer, Waseem Qureshi, explains.
The covert terrorists who have tried to attack our children, women's mothers and the brothers, we are single at one point. At the same day, you can see that one day before where this brutal act was done, we are there. All the persons from different religion, caste and creed are under the one umbrella, which is Pakistan. As the terrorism is the global issue and global challenge, I would like to request all the international communities, players and the stakeholders, special the diplomats working in Pakistan to arrange an international conference in Pakistan to combat and to resolve this global challenge.
In the meantime, Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif broadcast before a nationwide audience today. He said, "My brothers and sisters, today again I am here to renew my commitment that we will take avenge against every drop of blood of our martyred people, and we are doing that, and we will not rest until we have accounted for everything to the end." Prime Minister Sharif has vowed to intensify counterterrorism operations. Nigeria waiting for an answer from Cameroon about the claim of a would-be suicide bomber that she's one of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram. She was arrested with a 12-kilogram belt of explosives. The abduction of more than 200 girls took place 2 years ago. This is VOA News. A man widely reported to be a main suspect in last week's deadly Brussels terrorist attacks has been released because of a lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday that authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Faikal C. Now, before his release, Faikal C. faced preliminary charges of taking part in a terrorist group, terrorist murder, and attempted terrorist murder. Media reports suggested his name was Faikal Shafu and that he was believed to be the third individual seen in an airport security camera footage alongside two men who blew themselves up there. It is not clear whether investigators believe he could be that man in the grainy photo taken moments before the blast. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan visited Moscow at the beginning of March. News of the CIA chief's visit to the Russian capital was first made public today by a Russian foreign ministry spokesman and subsequently confirmed by the CIA. It's no secret that Mr. Brennan was here, the Interfax news agency quoted foreign ministry spokesman Oleg Seremolotov as telling journalists in Moscow. He added that the visit was not linked to Moscow's decision to start withdrawing military forces from Syria, which President Vladimir Putin announced on March the 14th. Dean Boyd, the director of the CIA's Office of Public Affairs, confirmed Monday that Mr. Brennan did indeed visit Moscow. A French national suspected of involvement in planning a terror attack has been arrested in the Netherlands. The 32-year-old, whose identity has not been released, was arrested at the request of French authorities in the port city of Rotterdam. Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from Islamic State, an operation hailed by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We are encouraged and fortunate that Syrian government forces have been able to defeat the ISIS from Palmyra and is now able to preserve and protect these human common asset, cultural asset. And I'm also encouraged by their announcement that they will try to not only preserve and protect, they'll try to restore. I hope they will be able to do that.
The Islamic State seized Palmyra 10 months ago and destroyed many of the famed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 400 militants and 180 soldiers and allied fighters died in the battle for Palmyra. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.